Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video I will answer question 29. Dear Gopal, I have lost my brother 12 years ago. 1 week before he died, I dream he will have a terrible car accident and I called him to warn him, and still 6 days after the call he died in that car accident. I was very angry on God, not knowing why his accident was shown in my dream, and I couldn't do anything about it. My question is, why is it that every time I drive on the highway, my system feels in danger, and even after these 12 years, there's still fear driving with speed on highways? Can I do something about this? Thank you. Yes, you can do something about that, absolutely. What you describe is what is called a shock trauma. And there are some things I would like to point out and bring to your attention. So the first thing you write is a loss of someone who was close to you. Then you have in a way been informed before, and thus the idea may have arisen that there is some guilt, that you could have avoided it somehow. So we have the loss, we may have imprints of guilt, of guilt feelings, and you say you're very angry on God. So there's anger, maybe hate even. And you write, I couldn't do anything. So we have helplessness. Just to summarize it, the loss of a close one, feelings of guilt, maybe, anger, and helplessness. Now you ask this question, why? And of course, the mind wants to know why, but even if there is a precise answer, this would not be of much help, because the knowledge alone doesn't change anything. And what has to be changed is a body state, a physical state of the body. Because what you're writing is that there's still fear driving with speed on highways. This fear is a body state. Fear is a state of the physical body. And in these kinds of traumatic events, imprints happen in the body-mind system, which last for many years, for decades, if they are not resolved. So if you don't work on this, it may even be that way in the next 10 years. It has nothing to do with time, because there's a vicious circle in the body-mind system, an imprinted connection between certain central imprints and a body state, or let's say danger. So in the nervous system is deeply connected driving on a highway and a life threat. This has been imprinted in the nervous system very deeply, and it's impossible to dissolve that just with the mind. These things can be dissolved by trauma therapy, by trauma work. And what has to happen is that the physical body, the system, the subconscious, the autonomous nervous system realizes that driving with speed on highways is not necessarily basically a danger or a life threat. So this has to be separated. But maybe this is already helpful to know that it's a body issue over you have no direct control. This issue, this body state, is being activated by certain information that come over the senses. Maybe the sound of the car driving with speed, the images, the pictures you have, you get from the highway, all this information that come from the senses trigger the state of the body that we call fear. And what is fear? Fear is the physical state of the body during a threat or even life threat and helplessness. This is what we call fear. And because this body state has no real representation on the outside, because if you're just driving over the highway, there's no danger. Nothing happens. So it doesn't make sense, actually, for the body to get in that state of fear. It doesn't make sense. It only makes sense if there would be a danger or life threat, a real danger or life threat on the outside, and a real helplessness. So I would really recommend to go to a trauma therapist and do shock trauma work. For example, somatic experiencing is a good way to dissolve that. Also TRE, the tension and trauma releasing exercises. And really, it has nothing to do with the event. Yeah, it's just to help the body to cut this connection between imprints of driving with speed on a highway and the body reaction. That's basically all. So there's not so much to do with your mind. And again, you can't do it with your mind. It's not possible. You need a specialist who understands how the subconscious, how the body works, who understands all the trauma theory and how this all fits together. And if you find a competent trauma therapist, I'm sure that he or she can help you within a relatively short time. It's just shock trauma work. So in comparison to working on developmental or attachment trauma, it's easier to dissolve that because it's a single imprint. Yeah. So I really would give you encouragement and hope. It's not such a big thing as it appears to you right now. And where it leads, just to give you a little start, is what you already have written in your email. I was very angry on God. This is the starting point for your healing and for your transformation. Because all suffering is, especially by shock trauma, is based on suppressed anger and hate. So if you have access to this anger, then this leads you to the transformation and to the healing. Because if this anger and rage can be fully integrated, then the body can release this tension, and the connection between these imprints of driving with high speed on highways and the body state of fear is dissolved. This connection. So the anger and the hate on God is your solution. It is the entry point for your solution and for your healing. And if it is on God, or even to your brother or to anyone, doesn't matter. This is just a label. The crucial point is that you feel the anger, because this is the energy of the body. It doesn't matter where you direct it with your mind. It's just the anger and hate in your body that brings the solution, finally. But again, I would work on this with a trauma therapist. If you have already access to this anger, then 50% of the work is already done. Many people don't have this access to this state. But you write, you were angry on God. So you have already 50% done of the work. So the rest is just integrating, accessing and integrating this energy. And of course, it can be a huge energy. And that's why you should do it accompanied by a professional. And then things will change. Because the only thing that needs to be changed is the body state in this setting of driving with speed on highways. That's all. And if we look a little bit deeper on that, it may be that this loss of your brother may be something like a revival or a representation of an even earlier loss or experiences of loss that you may have experienced in very early childhood you cannot remember. Because often, or I even would say almost always, shock trauma is based on developmental and attachment trauma. So most of the time it just activates something that happened much earlier. But anyway, we have to start at that point. If there's a shock trauma, we first work through the shock trauma, and if there are deeper experiences coming up, then of course we go maybe go into work developmental and attachment trauma work. Yeah, just if there's comes some other suffering to the surface. And I said it cannot be dissolved with the mind, but what you can do is you can support the process of healing with the mind. And this would mean that you, in every case this fear arises when you are driving on the highway, you consciously check the environment if there is any danger or life threat happening right now. So this is what you can do with your mind to support it, because this gives the system other imprints, and then it is not so easy for the body to flood your system with this old state. Because if you check the environment consciously, then you open for the reality as it is in that moment. And this allows that information from the current experiences reach your system. And these are different from the information that is stored in your system, because stored there is danger. And if you open to the situation as it is right now, information of security come into your system. And the tendency in such moments is the opposite, that we close ourselves and the whole focus goes to the body's sensation of fear. But this doesn't make sense, because there is no danger on the outside. So we have to force ourselves to stay connected with the outside reality. And this brings security and more security into this trigger state. So this is just to give you some basic information about the whole situation. It cannot replace trauma therapy. So please find a trauma therapist and look for several therapists. Go to several therapists, talk to them, ask them if they have experiences in shock trauma, in developmental trauma, in SE, in TRE. Really check the therapist. And then help is possible. Absolutely. I don't see any problem with that. It's just standard shock trauma work. It is basically covered by science, and it's for trauma therapists, it's like normal work. Just to give you a different context, it's for these specialists, such things is normal day-to-day work. It's nothing special.